I'm J.A. Sutherland, and this is an extract from my story, Spoke Unspoken. When I say she was orange, I really mean it. Just like me, bright orange. Not yellowy red or the colour of leaves on the turn, not what those humans call ginger, auburn, or burnt sienna. She was orange. The colour of, well, an orange. I'd seen others of similar sheen, but she dazzled with metallic luminosity. My owner chained me to the lamppost by the corner shop. He wouldn't be long, and I figured it unlikely that I'd see this beautiful creation again. Her chain was rusty and her chrome a little grubby, but she shone like a spangle in the springtime sun. She may have spotted me as I freewheeled around the corner, but we were likely to be ships that passed in the night, or bicycles that pedalled by in daylight. Cycle romance is only ever fleeting. People think we're chatting when we're locked up in bike sheds, chained to the bike rail outside Blackwell's, or touching tyres along the railings of George Forth Bridge. Or that we talk about our favourite routes, or moan about dog walkers on the Leith to Newhaven inner tube cycle path. Do our owners suppose, when they jam us up together on the cycle racks by Tesco's, we enjoy invading each other's personal space? No, it's not like this for bikes. The idea that we talk is fantasy, what humans call projection. Even when we're made to touch through careless application of a D-lock, our sole point of communication is when we clash together. It is, for some, the briefest spark, a momentary jar, a clash of antlers, or for us, a clash of handlebars.